Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2006. Today's message is titled, Ancient Boundary Stones. The scripture text is from Proverbs 22, verse 28.
Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers.
Ancient boundary stones are now being tampered with, moved, and even removed in ways that our forefathers would never have imagined. Many are seduced and deceived by radical, revisionist, blasphemous attempts to reinvent Jesus. Would anybody have believed when I was born in 1954 that within the next 50 years, homosexual, quote-unquote, marriage would actually be a source of serious debate? And has always been tampering with the boundary stones, moving them one way or another to suit his whims, sometimes removing them altogether. The cultural and intellectual elite purport to know best, and so many of the undiscerning masses follow. Get rid of that ancient boundary stone, so many shout. Up the road from our house is a rusty iron pipe that has been in the ground for many, many years, marking the boundary between two farms. This pipe and other form of boundary markers, generally stones in the biblical period, testified to a great biblical principle first articulated by Moses in the law in Deuteronomy 19, verse 14. Quote, do not move your neighbor's boundary stone set up by your predecessors in the inheritance you receive in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess. End quote. This law is an elaboration of the eighth commandment, which states, thou shalt not steal. Moving the ancient boundary stone is perhaps the basest form of property theft and merits a curse in Deuteronomy 27, verse 17. But I believe this text is a powerful spiritual application as well. In the entire area of faith and morality, God has established ancient boundary stones, or landmarks, as the King James Version puts it, in His Word. They are primarily found in the law, but are elaborated on and repeated throughout the Bible. Our spiritual ancestors, through the history of the church, have set a pattern for living by these ancient landmarks. These may be our fundamental doctrines, our biblical pattern for living, or deeply held convictions. In ancient Israel, boundary lines were sacred because all property was a gift from the Lord. The timeless application is that life is a gift from the Lord, and He has set forth His boundary stones for our good. These boundary stones are sacred. I thank God for the ancient boundary stones in His Word. Psalm 119 is best known as being the longest chapter in the Bible, but it's also a chapter that constantly reinforced the psalmist's love for God's boundary stones with verses such as, oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. That's verse 97. May the Lord give us a love for His Word, boundary stones, and a resolve to abide by them even when others seek to move them. I expect men to keep moving and removing them until the inevitable judgment. But as for me, I'll leave them alone. Will you join me?
Jesus, you have not changed our hearts without also giving us spiritual direction for our lives. There is no limit to all that you have provided for us, such as material blessings, physical health, the love of family, and unending promises that you have already fulfilled or that will come to pass in your appointed time. But you have also set visible and well-defined boundaries that are for our own good. Temptations to either toe the boundary line or cross over into enemy territory will always be there. But you give us the power to resist and discernment to recognize the alluring deceit of the evil one. Help our eyes and hearts to remain focused on your innumerable blessings and provisions as we stand against the God of this age who seeks to destroy us. May we not move the landmark of the faithful to join the ranks of the faithless. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer from your heart today, Brooksine. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our privilege since 1996 to share messages over the internet, sharing others and encouraging others to serve God faithfully. A couple of additional resources on the website today, or I guess actually just one, is a photo that I actually took this morning of that iron pipe that just down the road from our house, separating two farms, used as a boundary marker. I don't think it's one of my better photos, but at least it illustrates what I tried to convey. In the background, my wife just prepared a song for us today called Find Us Faithful. I first recall becoming familiar with this. I'm not sure who wrote it, but Steve Green made it popular probably sometime in the 80s. John Moore, M-O-H-R, is the writer. In fact, one additional resource that may be up on the website today, I'm going to try to find it. This is part of the spontaneity of our ministry, is I'm going to try to find an audio version of that, and if I can, there will be a link to it that'll go and play by a musician that already has an audio link with the lyrics. The podcast background, of course, is just Brooksine playing the piano today. Well, have a blessed day today, and may you continue to serve God faithfully.